Well, I'll tell you something. I am really very blessed to be able to come here and talk to you this morning. My name's Frank. Usually people call me Pastor Frank. If you forget that, that's okay. But if you think of me as a pastor and a hot dog, you'll remember my name, Pastor Frank. Although, don't serve me with mustard, okay? I want to ask you a question. Now, aside from your dogs or your cats or birds, what is your favorite animal? Yes.
A puppy.
I didn't hear you.
A puppy.
A puppy, okay. Yes, I agree. I think dogs are God's way of letting us know every day that he loves us. A kiss from a dog is just about as sweet a gift as you can get. What is your favorite animal, hon?
A dog like my star.
Okay. You're a dog-loving group. What about wild animals? What do you like?
Cheetah.
A cheetah. Cheetahs are really kind of slow, aren't they? They just kind of plod along. No. They're fast, aren't they? Have you ever watched a cheetah run? Probably not in real life. I saw one in a zoo run once, but it's not quite the same. You watch them and their head never moves. Their head is steady like this. Their body is, going up and down, but the head stays straight as it can be. And do you know how fast they can run? Have you ever heard? How fast do you think? 70 miles an hour. Now, they can't run that fast very long, but that's pretty fast. Humans don't run anywhere near that fast. I remember when I was young, someone ran the first 4-minute mile. Now, if you can run a mile in 4 minutes, you may not know this fast enough, but you know how many miles per hour that is? 4 minutes, yes?
Speed of light.
Oh, no. Yeah, how many miles per hour it would be? If it took you four... Well, never mind. We're not nearly as fast as cheetahs. Okay, other than cheetahs, what else do you like? Yes?
I love kitty because when I was on a walk the other day with my mom, we saw a kitty. Well, it belonged to someone but didn't have a collar.
Okay. You like kitties as well as dogs. Okay. All right. Yes, what about you?
I also like wolves.
Wolves. Yes, wolves are very special. They are. They discovered that wolves can live places where there's not much else to eat. I saw a documentary once. The only animals in the place where these wolves were, they wondered, how are they eating? They ate mice. That sounds disgusting to me, but then again, I'm not a wolf. What do you like as animals?
Zebras.
Zebras are like a horse that got painted, aren't they, with stripes? You like zebras too? Okay. I'll tell you, Pastor Frank loves big animals. And the bigger they are, the better I like them. I like bears, grizzly bears. Well, the brown bears and black bears are cute too, but I like the big ones like grizzly bears and polar bears. By the way, what color is the skin of a polar bear? Not the hair, the skin. Your hand was up first, do you know? It's black. Their skin is black and the hairs are white. Isn't that weird? Of course, now you probably aren't going to get close enough to a polar bear to check me out. So check online. Do some research later on. I like bears. I like lions. I like lions and I love all of the big cats, cheetahs and jaguars. But I also like elephants. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Because I'm an elephant.
Yes. If you look at an elephant's eyes, they're just full of wisdom. I'll tell you something. Elephants are very, very smart, and they form relationships with each other. I saw a documentary once where an elephant was with someone that it loved, another elephant, who died. And the elephants go to a certain place where they die. And then a year later, when that elephant was going back to that same place, it went to where the bones of that same elephant were. And with its trunk, it caressed those bones. That elephant knew that that was the one that it had loved, and it grieved over that one. Animals are wonderful gifts from God. God made the animals to make our lives more exciting. And I think God intended for us to have much more interaction with animals than what we have today. Whales and dolphins are extremely intelligent, and yet we can't go swimming with them. They breathe air like we do, but they can hold their breath a lot longer than we can. So God must have intended for us in the sinless world to be able to spend time with those animals. Big, big animals, giraffes, rhinoceros. I was once as close to a rhinoceros as I am to Desiree. And there were only two things between me and that rhinoceros. One was a wire rope that was probably about that high. I could have easily walked over that. And the other was a ditch. That made me feel safe. But I got a picture of that rhinoceros, and I'm as close as I am to Desiree from it. And if you didn't know, you would think, whoa, Pastor Frank was out there in the Serengeti with the rhinoceros. Well, it's partially true. I was in Kenya, but it was at the Kenya Zoo, and it doesn't really count. But you know what? God has a promise for us that when he makes things new, he's going to give us the animals back. You know, animals had to become afraid of us after the flood because people were violent and people would have killed them. And so in order for the animals to have a chance, God made them afraid of us. God said that the fear and dread of us would be on the animals, and that's true. They run away. My dog runs away too. Whenever I get up and go to the bathroom off our bedroom, the dog runs away because she knows that's where the medicine is that she has to have from time to time. And every time I walk toward that door, she thinks she's going to get medicine, so she goes away. So even my dog will not be afraid anymore in heaven. And the prophet Isaiah tells us that animals that are carnivores now, do you know what carne means? Meat. And vore is eater. So they're meat-eater animals. Even meat-eating animals will be tame, and they will become herbivores, which means they will eat plants. You don't see very many lions eating plants. You don't find lions and such grabbing a stalk of carrots to eat, right? That would be funny, wouldn't it? But when God makes the earth new, we're going to be able to be with those animals. And just like you dream about with your stuffed animals, you'll be able to go up to those animals and give them a big old hug. And I am going to ride on an elephant. And I am going to look that rhinoceros right in the eye and see what that horn feels like at the end of its nose. And I'm going to snuggle with a grizzly bear. But those are promises that God gives to people who love and trust him. We have a good and loving God, don't we? Let's take a moment and pray. Lord, thank you for the beauty that you have made the animals to be so magnificent and so exciting to watch. And we thank you for the promise that someday they will be tame and we will be able to be with them forever. Help these children to know your love and to rejoice in your coming. In Jesus' name, amen.